Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
My guest, welcome to a brand new episode of Renewed Radio. We've been gone for a while, but we're back showing the love of Jesus Christ all across the world through music and great conversation, because this is your station for transformation. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, aka Sam P. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the life of a Christian, because I think some people got some questions about, well, what is really a Christian and or a follower of Christ, I like to say, and what is this life really about? Because, you know, we're in the last days, and a lot of people don't know what that really means, but my believers do know. And a lot of times you're going to see people conforming. You're going to see people playing church instead of having a kingdom mindset, which if you play in church, you're not going to understand nothing about a kingdom mindset. But we'll get back to that. We got some great music. We got my boy Baradox with his single, The Future. Yo, check out my man Baradox at ChristRevolution.com. Great man of God. So check out his track, The Future.
Smooth joint right here. Put your hands together. Move from left to right. As long as you keep it holy. And remember, with Christ, you got a future. Come on. Yeah, it's life after death. Because Jesus Christ, I confess, he's the one to free me from all stress. I pass all tests, won't settle for less. Bless and serve God, and you know he's the best. Excelling over others, there's none quite like him. Amazing, faithful, how the Bible describes him. Word, powerful, performance, illogical. If you believe, then all things are possible. Dark skies gotta fade away. They can't stay with me another day, because my God won't delay or hold back. He's quick to react, respond and attract to me Christ format. So of a drum track, I spit the real rap to praise God, no matter where your mind's at. So I get back to where God's at. In his presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, in Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, come on, yeah, come on. The future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future.
Oh my
God, God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
I'm prevailing in the new time with the new rhymes. No longer blind in my mind because of God's design inside of me, preparing me for the future that's no longer scaring me. So daringly, I found the key of life buried in the word. It was the Christ. He brings light to my dark situation. The sin nature gets trumped by his greatness. The temptation I be facing. Trials I endure by using patience. Always recognize the ways of escaping. God is always on time, never late when I need deliverance. That is heaven sent. God's benevolence, never leave me hesitant. So I get back to where God's at. In his presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
So all fear must lead out of here. For it's safe, I receive. No matter the size of the seed, it allows me to breathe.
Thank you, Lord.
Always believe and receive.
Come on.
What God wants to do in me when the devil shows up. I don't
throw my hands up. I reach for the shield of faith and toss it up. I'm talking about the times when things get really rough. We gotta stand on the word and call the devil's luck. God's hand is a clutch. My life can't be touched. Principalities get crushed in the name of Jesus. For in God we trust. He lives inside of us. So we're free from depression, anxiety, and lust. With God, we discuss his plans and his thoughts towards us that he bought with his blood. Sure enough, we walk by faith. God's never late, so I refuse to tolerate thoughts that my future ain't great.
Come on, man. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
For a brief minute, the life of a Christian. And for me personally, I can say that I've been faithfully walking with Christ for about 8 years now. I gave my life to Christ in 2005, and I say faithfully because from 2005 to 2007, I was playing church. I was backsliding. I was still having sex with women. So in 2007, when I came here to Greensboro, North Carolina, and met a young man named Otis Lockett Jr., I faithfully started living for Christ because I saw that this walk is a lifestyle and it transformed me. And so as I faithfully walked with mature believers, they showed me this life, and it's not what everybody negatively says it is. So a life of a Christian, from what the Lord laid on my heart, is first of all, you have to be committed to living like Jesus lived. That's the hardest thing that we can do, commit. We can't even commit in relationships or marriage. So how do you expect us to commit to Christ? If we can't commit to Christ, then we won't commit to anything else. And so I come from Galatians 5 and 6. It says, so I say then, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, and you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. So naturally, you're going to want to not live like Jesus lived. But if you allow God, if you allow God to come in and change your life just like he did mine, you will live like Jesus lived. Number two, you got to love like Jesus loved. Coming from 1 John 4 and 8, it said, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So I don't care how much you tell somebody you love them. Speaking the truth right here, it says God is love. Have you ever heard the saying, it is what it is? So if I say something is a car or something is a house, that's exactly what it is. So if God is love, you can't love without God. You can think that you're loving, but it's really lusting. Because what we call I love you, we prefer a lot to the bedroom. We prefer a lot to roses and flowers and sweet nothings in your ear. But that ain't really love. That's acts of kindness and showing love, but that's not love, because God is love. Number three, we got to serve like Jesus served. When you talk about being a servant, that talks about it doesn't matter how high you get, as titles say, being a servant of Jesus Christ is serving others, humbling yourself to serve others just like Christ served others. For example, in the word coming from John 13, 1 through 17, Jesus washed the disciples' feet as a representation of servanthood and humility. Because think about it, Jesus was a king. Jesus is God. They looked at him like, why are you washing my feet? We should be basically washing yours. But Jesus explained to them, he was an example of basically, no matter how high you get, no matter what leadership position you get, you always act as a servant. Because in this world, if you act as a servant, and you like the president of the United States, and you washing somebody's feet, they're gonna degrade you. But you're not being degraded in the kingdom of God. And number four, you got to lead like Jesus leads. Lead like he leads as a husband. Lead like he leads as a co-worker, manager, in every area of your life. So when you lead like Jesus leads, we're talking about 1 Corinthians 4 and 16. So Jesus led. He led as an example to say that this is how you show leadership. Because if we look in this world today and we really want to be honest, the leadership that we see is not leadership. And so we give people a flawed image of what leadership really is. So when we talk about being a leader, Jesus Christ was a true leader. He was the first leader. So don't we, you think we should follow the person who created leadership and was the first leader in this whole world? So that's talking about the life of a Christian. And, you know, the life of a Christian is not boring, but people enjoy themselves without destroying themselves. So if you have to ask yourself a question, is it, should I drink? Then obviously you shouldn't, because you got to be real with yourself. Well, I can take a sip. Jesus, that turned the water into wine and things of that nature. No, if you've got to compromise, or if you've got to try to use the Bible to conform to the world, then it's already wrong. Because the enemy uses the Bible to get people to do wrong. Even the enemy knows scripture. So you got to watch your mindset. And I'm talking even to my believers on this one. Watch your mindset, because the enemy can speak through you. It's like, it ain't nothing wrong. That's how he got Eve and Adam to eat up the fruit. He deceived them. It's like, it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, God is just only going to think that you're going to know good and evil. Well, there was no evil before then. So when they looked at the fruit, first of all, it was desirable. And second of all, they were listening to what he was saying, which was Satan. And then they gave in. And then they found a way to justify why it was okay. Also, this life of Christ is not easy, but it pushes us to get out of our comfort zone to bring forth our maximal potential in our lives. And it comes from Matthew 7, 13 through 14. And this is actually the English Standard Version. I really like this version. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is that is narrow and the way that is hard and it leads to life, and those who find it are very few. So, I'm just looking at this. It says the gate that leads to destruction is easy and wide. So everything that you're doing in life, if it's easy and you have no challenge in it, if you have nothing to help you grow, then you better watch what you're doing. Because most people want to press the easy button in their lives anyway. So when you press the easy button in your lives, you're also pressing the button to hell. This life of Christ is not having a church mindset, but a kingdom mindset. Now, you might be saying, what's the difference between a church mindset and a kingdom mindset? Well, a church mindset does just enough to call themselves saved, which they really ain't saved anyway, because they're just going to church. They're having their cake and eat it too. Or they're just doing just enough so they can call themselves a Christian. But a kingdom mindset does all they can do to fulfill God's purpose in their lives through Jesus Christ. A kingdom mindset has a commitment to do those four things that I just talked about, to live like Jesus lived, love like he loved, serve like he served, and lead like he leads. They have a desire, a strong passion to do that. So Christians are people who disciple, who are discipled by others, and also they go out and make disciples. So I'm told with this quote with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said, Christianity without discipleship is always Christianity without Christ. So without Christ, you can't have Christianity anyway. So if Christ is not in what you're doing, then you're not a Christian. The only way you can find out if you're a Christian is you got to go to God's word. But so many of us want to take his word, just like the enemy does, and twist it up. See, you got to watch your mindset, because the enemy can deceive you while you're reading the Bible. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord and ask his Holy Spirit to come in, then it's going to be very hard to understand. Also, if you're not connected to a local body, a church, to help you, to lead and guide you, to show you this way of living a life of Christ, a following, a pastor, it's going to be very hard to understand the word and receive it. You're not going to understand. So if you're trying to understand it in your own carnal mind, your carnal mind has been designed not to naturally understand the truth, then you will be deceived. And you have to be very careful of that. So that was just something that the Lord laid on my heart to share about the life of a Christian. So if you have not given your life to Christ, you can give your life to Christ today. You don't have to go to church. You can do it right here and then connect yourself to a body. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart and ask him to forgive you for all your sins. Believe that he died on the cross for all your sins, for your past, your present, your future sins, and ask him to come into your heart. Repent and say, Lord, forgive me for everything that I have done to disrespect you, disobey you, and not have faith in you. And I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart right now and change my life, and I will be committed to serve you for the rest of my life. And you are now saved. But that's only the first step. In order to keep that profession and keep that salvation, you must connect to a group of believers in a local body. You must connect, because if not, you'll go back and do the same thing you did before, just like I did in 2005 to 2006. You must connect. This is Renewed Radio. We're getting back to some music for your soul. Check out my girl, Shalita Mason. Yo, you must check out her album, Heart of a Believer. It is so beautiful. I have it myself. It will change your life. You can check her out on CD Baby. Just type in, go to www.cdbaby.com, type in Shalita Mason. That's spelled S-H-E-L-E-T-A, Mason, Heart of a Believer. Check out this single right here. It's called Miracles. Y'all check it out.